Good evening, Nina.
Good evening, Ian.
Oh
How are you?
I'm doing so good. How about
Well,
yourself?
do share.
Well, I think you probably know why. We, over the last 2 days, recorded a group of songs that many of you know and love together, and it was like a ceremony, and it was a ceremony, and it was profound, and I feel so empowered and collectively unified, and I am just profoundly excited for the finished product to be released into the world.
Yeah, me too. I am riding the joy and the high from the experience myself, and even the fact that we did it on the actual recording on fall equinox. I was thinking about that today, and to plant that seed into the world to share our music and our prayers. And so we will pray about this, and I'm excited, and we welcome everybody here on the call, and thank you for listening to me and Ian. We're on a in a little portal with some joy and celebration, and most of you have been part of those melodies and prayers, and I think you will enjoy it too. So yeah, welcome everyone. We'll just jump right in, Ian, okay?
Sounds great.
Welcome, beloved family. We're happy to have you this evening, and especially that it is the start of a new cycle, a really powerful cycle, the first point on the earth cycle medicine wheel. And for the next whole year, we're starting and opening a doorway here. So it's a beautiful time to consider to plant a seed of intention. We'll be going deeper into that in class after this. But just opening the prayer up to get you into that posture to let go of those things that no longer serve you, and opening up to receiving guidance from the Holy Spirit of how you want to go forward in your life. And you know, every moment, every day is an opportunity for this, but we're really in a powerful portal. One of balance. Also, I'll talk more about that a little bit later. I'm jumping right into class and we're on prayer. So let's bow our head and take a few deep conscious breaths. And relax your breath, soften your gaze, soften any of the angst in your body. Open your heart. Let go of whatever you arrived on this prayer with that was in the past moment, and step into this present moment together, unified in prayer and love and devotion, in honor of something greater than our mind and our stories, to fan the flame of our faith in the divine. And so that we can let go into the arms of truth and allow that force of infinite wisdom to guide us, to inform us, to lead us, and for us with our love and humility and awareness that we align and sync up and not miss a beat, to get on track, on tune with that sacred melody where we align with the higher truth. And at this time, we call upon you, Father Creator and Holy Divine Mother, and ask for a great blessing upon our lives, upon our hearts, our mind, our spirit, this moment in time. Ask for goodness to be sanctified with strength ask for the ways in which we see ourselves and perceive ourselves can be through your eyes, with love and compassion, kindness and gratitude. And as we are softening, to let more of this love come in and to go into that receptive mode. And as we go into the receptive mode, to invigorate the light of our own becoming to align with the truth, that we get invigorated, inspired, aligned, upright in the victory of the light. Owning our truth, standing for what is true. And as we are moving forward, we continue to call upon the angels, the archangels, masters, guides, teachers that work for the higher planes of attunement to sponsor the sacred prayer this evening, to sponsor our healing, to sponsor the prayers to come forth and to help to open us and unlock the doors in those ways that we have restricted ourselves from love, and help us to see a new way. Help us to take ownership of our life, to take responsibility for our happiness, to own joy and happiness, and to celebrate being alive, even amongst the chaos and division. There's a lot of pain in the world and a lot of unfortunate events that continue to happen that really have been reinforcing division, where people are buying into that division. And rather than that prevailing, we are asking for the truth to prevail. We are asking for us to grow, and for those around us in the world that are going through these situations, these painful situations, that what it would do is inspire people to rise up in truth, in freedom, in love, in action, in faith, to really use their God-given gifts for the good of the whole, to reinforce unity consciousness versus duality consciousness, to be grateful for being alive, and to reach a hand out towards a brethren, no matter what you think their opinions are about the status of the nonsense of the world. That we could see through all of that glamorized distortions and go right to the heart of the matter and feel the truth in each other and raise each other up, inspire each other to be better versions of ourselves, to come back to genuine sense of humanity and love and kindness and beauty. And as we are doing this, we anchor this love into the earth where we stand, and we shine it out of our hearts to go over through the airwaves, perhaps even putting our hands out and radiating this frequency across the globe to lift the veil of the illusion of separation and rather bring in a higher frequency of the golden light, of the radiance and illumination of beauty, of love, of peace, of joy. Just breathing this in and out and sharing this with one another. Giving thanks for our life, giving thanks for each other. Giving thanks for this moment. Even giving thanks for the hardships that we go through. And that we have the strength to endure and to come through the other side more alive, stronger, more victorious in the light, more kind to ourselves and kind to each other. Praying for the spirit of compassion to come over us this evening in a time where it is so necessary. Praying for a dear man by the name of Kevin Cohey at this time, who just had an accident and cut off his finger. So we're praying for grace and for some divine intervention to come in. For healing, wherever that healing is needed, in him individually or in anyone around him and in the situation at large, to see from the greater point of view of life, of greater understanding. Praying for Nancy Morrow as she's getting ready to pass on into the spirit world. We send and sponsor the angels, the archangels, teachers, masters, guides to come in to assist her, to be around her, to help her in this transition, to bring in peace and grace. Lifting up my brother Francisco Rico, who just underwent a really harsh diagnosis. And so we are asking for those angels, masters, guides to enter into his sphere of existence, to bring grace to him, to his wife, to his loved ones, to help comfort him during this time, and to help guide him on the actions to take that would be for his highest good and for comfort and for peace and for him to receive love in the process. A beautiful man who's given so much, praying for love to come back to him. More abundantly than ever. Praying for Sari to continue to heal on her journey that she just went through herself. Praying for grace and for peace and for the sacred medicine of the love of the mother to enter into her blood, to purify her blood. The purification rays of the mother to reinvigorate her life force and strength and actions of self-love through the mending and healing, and to see through God's eyes in the next step of her life. And we're joining together for what me and Ian brought up earlier, just praying for a beautiful blessing on this project that we just underwent in these past couple days, the New Earth Movement collection of songs that they are continued to be infused and sponsored by the higher realms of attunement, those masters and guides that are there, and archangels to bring a great blessing and infusion of higher frequency of the domain of love, of a real true representation of the spirit of God and love to go forth into the world, to bring that melody out there into the world and to awaken the melody of humanity that is aligned with divine love and truth, that can inspire us to bring in unification, peace, goodness, joy, victory in the light, and happiness and oneness, acceptance, beauty. We give thanks. And also saying a prayer over the new chapter that was just submitted for another book that I am co-authoring in, just praying also that those words are infused with that light, with truth, to unlock the illusions in humanity, to give them hope and re-inspiration to find their way and their path to sacred remembrance. And also praying and sponsoring this prayer for beautiful journey this weekend, for as we're getting together as family in prayer. And a circle on the East Coast, we're asking for a great blessing of protection, of love, of beauty, of peace. And for all of those that are on this call at this time, wherever in your life that you are in need of some comfort, of some love, of some mending, of some healing, we're asking for those blessings to be abundant We're asking for the grace of God to enter into your lives in the areas where it is necessary. And asking for some direction as we go forward in this new cycle for the fall equinox to be able to dial in a new intent and to be committed to it for the purpose of the evolution of our consciousness and for the joy in our heart, for love, for the spirit of friendship and goodness and unity. And we say these prayers always in the name of God, in the name of love, and in the name of truth. Om Teotl.
Om Mateot. Thank you, Mina, for bringing us into a softened state of being to receive the divine and prepare ourselves for this precious earth cycle of new beginnings so we can take ownership of our lives and our own happiness to elevate above the suffering of the world and inspire the world around us to also rise up. To lift the veil of the illusion of separation and bring in the golden light and radiance of the illumination of peace and joy. To live in union with God and in love, and to lift each other up and recognize our oneness as one family.
So beautiful. Thank you for encapsulating that prayer.
My pleasure. So as Nina mentioned, we have the fall equinox class coming up in 40 minutes, and it's a really awesome class to join. If you've never joined any of our classes, this one is definitely a special one. They're all special. This is the kind of the new beginning. It is the new beginning where the earth and the world and everything around us is resetting itself in order to begin anew. And so it's a time to, clarify our intentions for this coming year and how we want our lives to be.
Yes, we invite you if you want to come. It's really probably, they're all sacred and powerful, every 8 point on the cycle, but this is really an important one to really hone in, this new beginning for this new year. And yeah, we're starting soon in a half hour. So reach out, maybe you could put it in the chat, and we'll see you shortly.
What do you want me to put in the chat? The email address
Yeah,
or the link?
anything if anybody wants to sign up for class, the link, but not the link, the actual how they could register. And
Okay.
I don't know how that is, but you or Alex, whoever's on, knows probably what to link in there. Just for anybody last minute that feels inspired to join us, it's a beautiful opening for this new chapter. And we shall see you soon.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I'll see you in the flesh soon. Okay.
Awesome. I'm going to keep this open for just like 2 or 3 minutes so people could get that email
Great.
address if they're interested. And until then, may you go in peace.
Okay, I won't hang up then.
Okay.